like a conqueror. Take your seat, please. There are two episodes that had dumbfounded humanity. In her history, two episodes that dumbfounded history. I just want to give you these scriptures that you may go peruse once more on these scriptures at the leisure of your home. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 62 to verse 66. We are going to pin it on the screens. And I want you to arise on the reading of the Holy Word of the Living God. It says, now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate. Saying, sir, we remember that the deceiver said while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure, securitize it, strengthen it until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. So the last error, somebody say it. Go back to that scripture. Don't be in a hurry. I want them to read this one. So, the last era shall be worse than the first. What is the first era? And therefore, if we examine and interrogate what is also the last era, they wanted to avoid that the first occurrence that dumbfounded the world must not now come and confirm the last one that will also dumbfound the world. Let us go to the last scripture, please. Pilate said unto them, in other words, you have security. You have people who are soldiers, who are police people. You have them. They are at your disposal. He says, go your way. Make it as sure. Oh, somebody say it. Now, here is a governor, a person of authority. He says we have security in all dimensions. Here they are. Let they make sure. Now listen to me. When the president would command the army and command the security forces of South Africa and say, make sure that this area is securitized, it means you give priority to that area. For 3 days, nothing must move in this area. So I want to say to you, the grave of Jesus Christ in this particular era, it was heavily guarded. Even if a cat will move around there, that cat will be excommunicated. How many of you understand that when you go to the office of the president, you go through droves and droves and droves of security? Because the area is declared as a securitized area. Can I say to you, as for this grave, for those 3 days, the security was so compounded that there was no way that anyone would want to take a chance. Am I talking to you? Let alone the disciples of Jesus Christ, who became so frightened when Jesus was being persecuted, traumatized, taken up to Mount Golgotha. No one of them was seen. All the men ran away, including Peter, nowhere to be found. Only the women remained behind. As a matter of fact, Peter was asked 3 times. The first girl came and he says, "Have I seen you somewhere? I think I recognize you. The manner that you are you not one of the disciples of Jesus?" Peter says, "Me? No. Maybe you have seen some features that are looking like me." No. I'm not one of those people. But the Bible tells us that there was a second girl that also came. And he says, "You are one of them. Hey, this is one of them." Peter says, hey, come here, when? One of who? Are you not one of the disciples of Jesus?" He says, "Uskan kafela we. Don't get mad at me. I don't know that man." Whilst the commotion was all around there, a band of people came and they said, "Hi. Oh, this is one of them. This is one of them." Peter says, hey. The Bible even says he used swear words. I nearly said it. So that he can demonstrate that he was not part of the band of that religious sect. He said, I nearly said it. And therefore, when they realized of the swearing, they said, "No, he can't be one of them. Those we know, they are bless me people. Then they left him at that. And then the cock crowed. Peter remembered that the Lord said it. "You, as for you, you will deny me in front of people." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. So after the death and the burial of Jesus, the chief priests and the Pharisees were not at peace at all. They wanted to obliterate completely. What is it that set Jesus Christ apart? What is it that distinguished him from the rest of the pious men that ever came to grace this earth? And also from the whole of humanity. The burial to them and the number of days in which he would have died and be put in the belly of the earth was to bring certainty to their doubts and claims about the identity of Jesus and his deity. most of them were still dumbfounded about how he entered into the human space and how he entered into the culture of the time. Now, it was their chance to do everything humanly possible to bring a watertight case about his exit, his entry into the earth. Many were questionable about it. And therefore, all the claims that Jesus made up until to his death might have been very extraordinary. And therefore, to kill that story was for them to go to the grave and say, let's make sure, because he says he will rise on the third day, let's make sure that we prove that Jesus is not what he was saying in his history. Am I talking to you? All the extraordinary, the supernatural that they have seen Jesus performing, everything that surrounded Jesus in his existence will simply be nullified by the grave. These people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who form part of the hegemonic structure of the society, were bothered by this claim that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. This bothered them. Thus in Matthew chapter 26, from verse 62 to verse 63, and the high priest arose and said unto him, when they have brought him to interrogate, to ask him questions, and they said, we are asking for all these minutes and hours. You are saying nothing. What is it which these witnesses are saying unto you? But Jesus held his peace. In other words, he didn't say anything when they were interrogating him. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure you, I command you by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. This is what bothered people. If he would have said, I am just Christ, I'm the Messiah, I'm the liberator of the people of Israel, it will be enough. But he went further. And he says, I am the Son of God. Thus Peter, when he spoke, he said, thou art Christ and the Son of the living God. And God said through the mouth of Jesus, Simon Bar-Jonah, what has been revealed unto you, it is not by human flesh, it is not by academic standard, but what has been revealed to you, it is by the will of God. And upon this rock, I will build my church upon the revelation that you understand that I am Christ, the Son of the living God. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Children of God, we are standing upon that revelation that he is Christ, he is the Son of the living God, and there is no dirty devil that will have prevalence upon us. What makes us defeat demons? What makes us defeat sangomas? What makes us defeat every kind? It is because we have found the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the question that became the jugular when the chief priest was asking, but why don't you tell us, why don't you confirm that you are Christ and also that you are the Son of God? In that known world, it was famously accepted by the general populace that Jesus' mother, Mary, her pregnancy was extraordinary. And it dumbfounded both the scientific regime and the religious order of the time. When they were testing the virginity of her pregnancy, in that pregnancy, it became a wonder. Those who are experts, who are able to test whether a young girl is a virgin or not a virgin, they were all summoned during that time. They came to do their tests, and all of them were confirming that this is indeed a virgin. It brought fulfillment to the scriptures, according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. You will know that indeed this woman was ordained by God. The finger of God was upon her, that she will bring forth the Messiah. But not only the Messiah, but the Christ. The Bible says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Never in the history of mankind has there been a woman that brought in a child whilst she was a virgin. And never thereafter has there been such an occasion. I am saying to you, this was extraordinary. This was supernatural. This was by the hand of the living God. So the religious leaders, for them, they were very skeptical. And they questioned the validity of the first episode, when a virgin brought in a child. And some fellow humans, they also started to say, let's think broadly. Let's think deep. Is it true that a virgin can bring in a child? So they began to question the methods that were used during the time when they were validating whether this is indeed extraordinary, that Jesus could be given birth without the intercourse. Thus, at his death, these leaders were saying in Matthew chapter 27, verse 64, it was an error. They might not have interrogated well how Jesus entered into the human space. So therefore, the claim that he was making, that he will arise on the third day, let us make sure that we can verify this thing. Am I talking to someone? That's why the word of the Lord says the first is declared as the episode of his birth through a virgin. Do you understand now? When you talk about the first era, to them it was an error. They did not believe that it can be. Even when scientifically and biologically it could be proven that there was no intercourse, this is a supernatural making. Now, here is the second dumbfound. comes upon them. That is why the chief priests ordered by Pilate. Pilate says, make sure that the tomb is secured. They sealed, the Bible says, the closure of the tomb. They even went to set guard, bringing physical security. Therefore, can I ask you a question? How possible will the disciples gather themselves and gather courage and say, let us go and attempt to go and steal his corpse? When Jesus was beaten, tortured, tormented, they could not force, they could not face the might of the security forces at that time. How can they gather courage, therefore, to go and want to steal his body? Why are you so quiet when I'm asking you? I'm asking you. You naturally, they could not. Because they have seen how terrible these people were. They have seen how they mutilated his body when he was alive. How can they for take a risk to go and want to go and steal his body? When they know that the tomb is under heavy security. No, you are not answering me. They ran away when they saw the crucifixion. So no one at that time for 3 days, other than these women, wanted to be identified with Jesus Christ, including the head usher, Peter. They forsook him whilst he was still alive. They went to hide, all of them, except those women. So when assessing the aftermath of what happened, they were all demoralized. Am I too heavy for you? I submit, therefore, to you that having examined all probabilities, it therefore tells me that it took supernatural power of God to raise Jesus from the grave. It was no man's hand, but it was God himself honoring the powers of the scriptures that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And the women, when they came to the tomb, wanting to come and perfumerize the body of Jesus Christ, they found that the clothes are here, but the body of Jesus Christ is no longer in the grave. Now, here is a miracle. Because when they found the clothes were not scattered all around to show that maybe there was a wrestling that was taking place, to show that those who were taking the body were stealing it, and then they left everything lying around. But everything that bound that Jesus was so intact. Now listen to me. For those who don't live in the Middle East, let me tell you, people like Jesus would be embalmed. So they will put layers and layers of cloth. And once they have finished, they will embalm even the cloth itself. So when you see the Egyptian mummies, it tells you a story. Because even now, how they have been buried, it takes shape. The garment that wounds him, winds him, takes the shape of the body. So that tells me that these women, when they came, they saw something extraordinary. Their eyes could not believe that the shape of the cloth, it is still in the body of Jesus Christ. Yet Jesus is not inside the cloth. Now, listen to this one. Can you read this one? I'm closing now. In John chapter 20, verse 3 to verse 8. There is something that I want you to see. Because I tell you now, for us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is so supernatural. The Bible says, Peter therefore went forth. That means he went inside the grave. And the other disciple, it does not tell us who this other disciple is. At this moment, I don't want to go and begin to unravel who this other disciple is. They came to the sepulcher. Somebody said they came to the grave. Or say it again, they came to the grave. I want you to rise and tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, they came to the grave. They came to somebody who was dead. When you go to the grave, you are going to people you know that they are dead, they are buried underneath. So when they were going, their expectation is to find a dead man. But let me tell you, the dead man was no longer in the grave. I have proven to you that the security was tight. Everything was tight. The disciples could not steal it. Oh, they rolled the stone. The stone was so heavy. If you would have gone to the grave of Jesus Christ and they will show you the stone that was sealed, it will tell you a story. Let's continue. So they ran both together. And the other disciples did outrun Peter. Yeah, because Peter was not going to the gym. So they outrun him. And the other disciple came first to the sepulchre. Let's go to the next verse. And the linen was doing what? Yet he did not see him. He saw the linen, what bound Jesus. But because they have applied chemicals and everything, it was intact. Only what covered his head lied on the side. Can we see the other next verse, which I didn't look at? He saw what? The body was not there. Is there anything that you can give me on the next verse? It's wrapped together all by itself. Am I talking? Is there anything that I can see again there? What I'm telling you is that when he saw that the napkins, the cloths were wrapped in the same manner, it's like they were forming a coffin. But it tells us it was just like, what made these disciples believe? What made him to be dumbfounded? And at the same time, he believed because he saw that Jesus Christ is like he evaporated outside. Oh, my God. My God. It's like Jesus evaporated outside. That's what made them believe that Jesus rose, that Jesus left everything intact. I am here to tell you right now that this week we are entering into the miracles of God. Oh. If they would have found the linen, the cloths have strewn all around, and they are lying all around as though somebody came and just dismantled everything there and took the body out, then it would have been a different story. But what made them believe is because it's like you are wearing a suit, but the suit is now taken the shape like somebody just came and aunyomulla. Liringa suit. I hope I can ruha. It's like a straw. The straw is left like that, but the drink inside is gone. Because the straw is the same, but the thing is that the drink is no longer inside there. That's what brought the miracle to them. They've never seen something like that before. I am saying to you, this weekend where we are going, we are celebrating because we know it's a miracle. Somebody say yay. Say it again, yay. As many as received him, to them he gives the same power. That transformative power he gives to them to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. According to John chapter 1 verse 12. The last verse tells me. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not only believing in the Messiah, but when we believe in the sonship of Jesus, the transformation comes upon us. We also now become the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Some people don't know that we are supernatural. We are no longer natural as they are. Something has happened into our lives. That's why the Bible says, then we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Something is going to happen to us. What happened to Jesus Christ? There were times when Jesus would come, when the disciples are assembled, he will not knock at the door, but he will come through the wall. And then when he will come through the wall, he will say, here I am. Am I talking to you? Because now he was resurrected. There was nothing that will withstand him. There is nothing that will stop him. He will go through the doors. You are about to go through right now in the name of Jesus. You will go through your problems. You will go through the hardships. You will go through everything that stops you. You are going to go through. Am I talking to someone? That's why the people of KwaZulu-Natal, they say, Upunyuka bemphethe. That's what's going to happen to you. When you receive the Lord Jesus, you believe in him. God brings supernatural power. He brings supernatural strength to you. Babulela man, dizangoma, liba profeta bamaka, basa mabobofa, barba ubofa, opuma we na bemphethe. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. But let the messy must partake. They will pour water on the street. Put your heart on messy. We love faith away now. Ah. Hallelujah. They will say, Baubela di borders. But well, this is how far you will go. You will go no more. I am here to let you know. You will go through. As he is, so shall we be. I am telling you that the resurrection power is now being transferred. It's coming upon your life. What you could not achieve, you will be able to achieve. What you could not do, you will be able to do it. The power of resurrection is coming upon you. It's coming upon you. Go ahead, no, 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 no. We will end doctor. It will be the first one to be a doctor. In your home, how many masters? You will be the first one to have masters. Go ahead, look. There's no one who owns a house. You are still living in your gogo's house. You will be the first one to own a house. Let me talk to someone. Go ahead, look. I am saying you will be the first one to own a car. There are no generational blockades, no generational borders that are going to stop you, because the supernatural power, the resurrection power, has come upon you. Receive it, receive it. Yes. All walls that are set by mankind, you will go through them. Finally, when Jesus will appear, the Bible says we will be caught up in the sky together with him. Yeah.